I have.
That's right. It's the West Courtright Center in East Meredith, New York.
I think that's kind of due west from where we are, and due west in Greene County. If you're, you can head out on Route 23 and almost west to get there, and you you're changing this at the last minute. You're donating all the proceeds now to the Storm Relief Fund. I guess it's Delaware Opportunities.
Well, it's going to go to specifically, we're hoping, to the towns of Arkville and Sydney, to the Head Start programs there. So that specifically it might reach children, because that's sort of the focus of the concert is children's music. One of the towns had a brand new playground that had just been constructed that was completely washed away by the storm. So we're hoping to help rebuild it.
Oh, no. And you live in the Catskills yourself, is that correct?
Yes, we live in Woodstock. We've been here for 7 years.
And you were okay there from all the multiple storms we got?
We were very fortunate. You know, we have a driveway that goes over a creek, and it had a culvert that would flood with just the smallest rain. So this spring we built a bridge, and it held up. So I have the wonderful experience of knowing that I made a good decision this year. It was tested, and I did the right thing. So we were very fortunate. But we have dear friends who lost everything. So we're really trying to do everything we can right now to help out.
And do you have a relationship with Sydney and Arkville yourself, or you just saw? I mean, they're
No, I don't. I have a good friend who lives out in Franklin, and I think that was how the folks at the West Courtright Center heard about us. And they just contacted us months ago about doing this concert. And then, you know, when the storm happened and Irene came to town, and it was clear that area, you know, west of the Catskills was so hard hit, and that we'd be going there to sing, there was no way I could go there and perform and not be addressing the strong need in the community right now and doing what we could to help.
Yeah, you have to think that your audience is going to be made up of people that either were affected directly or know someone firsthand.
Certainly. It's a real opportunity to help out, and I'm grateful for it.
And you kind of have a lot of songs that are weather related too. Is that have you noticed that? I mean, I was just queuing up a few songs here before, and we played "Good Night Irene" is not exactly weather related, but kind of in this case.
It's very related. that one was quite timely. But yeah, I mean, a lot of my favorite traditional children's songs are sort of based in the natural world. And so weather can come up quite a bit.
And how long have you been writing children's songs?
Well, I've been performing for children for a long time. You know, I got a job teaching nursery school just out of college down in New York City at the Roosevelt Island Day Nursery School. And that was about 1991. And that was where I found my passion for making music with children. But it wasn't until 1998 that I made my first album for children. Again, that was kind of a fluke. We just recorded some songs that I had sung in my years teaching, intending to share it with just family and friends. But word of mouth did a great job of taking it out into the world. And I haven't really stopped since then. I've made a few albums on my own, and then I've made two for the label Smithsonian Folkways.
And that is quite an honor to record for that label, isn't it?
It's tremendous. You know, I still pinch myself on a regular basis, in disbelief and gratitude that I work with the label that has, you know, such a profound legacy in folk music and world music as well.
Yeah, you have to think just by being on that label that your recordings are going to be studied like hundreds of years from now in the future.
Well, goodness, I don't know, but just to be part of the archive, you know, I mean, record labels these days are pretty, transitory is the right word, but, ephemeral things. And to know that working with Smithsonian Folkways, they've really got a home when Folkways was sold to the Smithsonian when Moses Ash died. It was with the understanding that all of the titles would be kept in print so as long as there was a Smithsonian. So it's an amazing place to be.
And I guess with budget cuts, there who knows if there will be a Smithsonian for hundreds of years.
Goodness, I know. Anything can happen. Impermanence, yes.
Do you have anything special planned for Saturday that you want to tell people about to lure them out to East Meredith?
Well, there'll be a lot of singing along, you know, so we'll do some performing, but if you have a voice and would like to sing, there'll be many opportunities to join us. And it's a really good time for, you know, babies through grandparents. I think everyone feels, you know, a part of it because we sing old songs that grandparents can remember from their own childhood and new songs from today as well. So it has the whole family is embraced when we sing and people are encouraged to sing along.
All right, you want to give us all the details one more time? So if anybody wants to come out and see you this Saturday.
Yes, tomorrow at 2 p.m. at the West Courtright Center in East Meredith, New York. All the proceeds go to the Head Start programs in Arkville and Sydney. And let's see, what is the
phone number there is 607-278-5454 if anybody wants more information. 607-278-5454. All right, well, thank you so much for giving us a call today, and good luck on Saturday.
Thank you so much. Take care.
All right, thank you, Elizabeth Mitchell.